Welcome, Rabosa, again. I'm sure we all share the excitement of being in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. And I thought in preparation for tonight's trip to the Kotel, welcome Tefillah, we should speak a little bit about Tefillah, Rabosa. It's definitely appropriate. The Parsha says, last week's Parsha, first, so it says in the Pasuk, right, so Moshe was being besieged by Korach, Dasan Aviram, all his henchmen over there, and Moshe Rabbeinu hears these accusations that Moshe is a badoihu, Moshe is a fraud, he took all the covet for himself, or the covet gedulah for himself. And then they say that Moshe went down to try and make shalom, try to avoid the machokis, calls Dasan Viram, Bnei Eliav, and they respond, we're not going, and Hashem's promise, your promises are worth nothing, you promised us Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, and nothing happened, you brought us to a place to kill us, right? You're a fraud, Moshe Rabbeinu. Ayichal Moshe Mo'od, so Moshe gets very upset, his rash in his star, he has pain, Ayomra El Hashem, Al Tefen Al Minchosam. He goes to the whole speech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not respond to their mincha. Says Rashi, Al Tefen Minchasam, Fipshut HaKetores, Shem HaKrim Fonech, Mocher Al Tefen Aleim. Do not respond, do not listen, do not accede to their pleas, to the Ketores. The Ramban over here says, same thing, but a little bit more, expounds a little more. The Ramban says a little different. Avo Pshuto says Ramban, sorry, it's different Ramban, that's why I couldn't put it on the sheet. Avo Pshuto ki bavur shayu eila, wrote them b'chuna, Lahakriv Korban, Omer Moshe, Al Tefen al Minchasam, Al Tefen al Korban, Shiakrivu Lefonecha. Don't respond to the Korban. It's not the Ketores, Yogis and Rashi per se. So it's not referring to the Ketores, it's referring to the Korban. Do not turn to the Korban, Shiakrivu Lefonecha, the Al Tfila, Shiispao Lecha, and to the Davin, Tfila, which they'll Davin to you, Kicho HaKorbanos, Gamma Tfila, Ikru, Mincha, Bekosov. The pasuk, when the pasuk refers to minchasim, that's an expression which not just refers to a mincha, korban mincha, some kind of korban, but also refers to a tefillah. So Moshe was talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu, whether it's the Torah or tefillah, he says to Hashem, please do not respond to their tefillos, do not respond to their kabanos, to their ketores. They're beseeching you, they're trying to get it to listen to a Korach. That's what Korach's doing. He's davening to you. He's going to bring the carbon to you. He's going to bring Ketores, whatever it was, from the Rashi, from the Ramban. But don't respond to them. So I saw B'Shem, the outs from Kelm Rabot, says Savin B'Kelm, says like this. Unbelievable thing. What would happen if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would respond, right, and listen and hear and be tefen el to the fields of Korach, right? Hashem had a plan in the world, right? What was his plan? His plan was, I'm giving the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, he is the most roi for it, he's the one who'll give it over properly, kitikuno, ba'mito, in its entirety, 630 mitzvahs, Torah Shebuchsav, Torah Shebapet. That was his plan. There was a reason for it. Why wasn't Korach picked? Obviously Korach was not Moshe Rabbeinu, nowhere near Moshe Rabbeinu. If I cared, Korach was the one, half as tight as we're all krum, and he advocated, he made fun of certain halachas, right? It doesn't make sense. With the talas, shall tchelas, you know, with tchelas, how much did tchelas or not? If Hashem would have listened to the tefillos of Korach and have the fire come down and indicate that Korach's, you know, mincha, that his ketorah is the real one, that means, you know, not just you embarrassing Moshe Rabbeinu, you're taking away the leadership from Moshe Rabbeinu, you're acquiescing, you're agreeing to Korach v'adoso that Moshe is a badoi. You'll have a whole different Torah. I mean, who knows? I can't imagine what Korach would have implemented. I don't know. Okay, it could be Hashem would have controlled them. I don't know exactly, but what's the shaykhus to having? What's the havmin? It's crazy. Could Moshe ever in a million years think for a second that Moshe Rabbeinu would be pushed aside by a Kodesh Baruch Hu because Hashem listed the feel of Korach? It's absurd. It's against the whole master plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked Moshe Rabbeinu for a reason. Right? Korach would have been a disaster. It would have been a whole different Torah. It would have been a whole different, you know, it wouldn't be Torah's Moshe, it would be Torah's Korach. We don't want Torah's Korach. It's hard to know what would have happened exactly, but we saw some examples of what happened to Torah's Korach, right? So who wants Torah's? How could it be? How could HaKadosh Baruch Hu possibly go ahead and agree and be tefen and turn and accede and acquiesce and be convinced by Korach's tefillah and by his karbanos, how's that shayach rabosa? The Alter from Kelm says, traditional sabotka, shmuz, right, zemer, defun, what do we see? This is rabosa, the power of tefillah. Something as unimaginable, as unfathomable, as taking away the Torah, the leadership of Kai Yisrael, the giving over the Torah through Moshe Abeinu. And instead of having Korach be the one to do it, he's being in charge. Moshe was concerned. Moshe had to daven Hashem, please, don't listen to Korach's tefillos. Don't see, don't al-tefen al-minchasam. Don't listen to his tefillos. Because, you know, we know what the truth is. You gave it to me, and I'm not a shaker, I'm not a badoy. Listen to do the emes, which was true. I'm just defending you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, Moshe was concerned. Because Korach, in his all infinite wisdom and greatness, whatever he had, he was a Rasha Marusha, but Lamaisa, there was this depth of tefillah could have been such that he would have such a power of tefillah, Hashem would have to listen to him and turn the whole world around. Okay, it could have been HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have made sure somehow put the right things in his mind, but Korach was not Roy, had no shaykhus to being a Moshe Rabbeinu. There was a reason why he wasn't picked. You know, his krumkeit and his gaiva, his desire for kavod, kina, whatever it was, he wasn't Roy to be it. So Hashem would potentially turn around everything and, okay, probably do some protective measures maybe to make sure whatever comes from Korach's mouth would be emes and true, but he's not the proper shliach. Well, this is one example, I think, of the power of tefillah. That's the Alter from Kelm tells us. In this week's parasha, both we find also Yom Rashal Moshe after the May Meriva and Moshe's mistake, and he hit the rock, so talking to the rock. Yom Rashal Moshe, Ve'al Aaron Yanu Aman Tebi Gatisheni, Eidei B'nai Yisrael, right, to go ahead and be Mekadishem Shemayim by speaking to the rock. V'alchein lo saviyu esakol hazeh, Eloraz Hashem Nusatu Ahem. Therefore, you will not bring, you're not going to Yisrael, you're not going to be the leader to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi, V'alchein lo saviyu, the last Rashi in this pasuk, V'alchein lo saviyu b'shvua. But Rochein, the Shabbati, Reis Eli, the Russian Rochein is a Russian of Shvua. Therefore, because of this, I'm going to get up and swear that you should not bring, you will not bring Kai Yisrael into the Eretz Yisrael. Nishba Bekvitsa, he got up in a huff or in a jump, I'm not sure exactly what it means, something like that. Bekvitsa, they shall yirbu betfila kolkach. They shouldn't be marbin tefila so much. And both say, Nachmar, both say, I don't understand. In Manoshach. Unless you catch up, Manoshach. Right? It seems that Moshe, because Baruch was afraid that he made his gezerah, he didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to go into Eretz Yisrael, he's not Roy, the Avera was so severe, was so terrible, he does not deserve, and it's not appropriate, it's not warranted, he should be the man to go to Kal Yisrael. And Hashem says, therefore, you're not going to go in, Lochein lo saviyu. But Hashem is nervous. What's he nervous about? Moshe Rabbeinu might be mar b'tfila, and then what? Manashot, I don't understand. If we marbet feel such an extent that, you know, Hashem says, yeah, this guy's davening so much, he's roy, he's a tshuva shreima, and he mamash reached the highest level of tefillah and shreima, and he made a mistake, but he did tshuva, he was harat, and he was a chait, and kabbalasid, and avidi, whatever, all the bunch, all, everything, you know. Okay, so if that's what happens, so Hashem will, so what's the problem? He'll listen to his tefillos, and he'll change his mind. I don't think Hashem has a problem changing his mind. It's not a balgaiva. I can't, you know, it's my ego. I can't go ahead and change my mind. I decreed a certain gzardin that if I'm afraid, he might make me change my mind. Okay, so if he does, he does. What's the problem? If he's Roy, after all the tefillos, so he'll change his mind. Elamai, you'll say, well, he might daven a lot and not be Roy. Okay, so what's, if he's not Roy, so nothing will happen. I want him to change my tefillos. What's the problem? What was Hashem afraid of? He has to get up and make a shvua. Mistam even to Hashem is chamer, I guess. I don't know if it's chamer to us, it's chamer, but maybe to Hashem it's not. But it's not, it's a chamer, the thing. Hashem taking a shvuah, something special. What is the need for a shvuah? What's the point? Marashach. If he'll be roy for to go into Eretz Yisrael, so Hashem will change his mind and retract the gzeirah, make a new gzeirah. Hashem should be the leader now. Moshe should be the leader now. Elamai, he's with all his feels and everything, it's not going to be roy. That's what Hashem's afraid of. Okay, so what's the problem? So he davened, and he wasn't. It's not worth it. He didn't say, I'm not going to. He's not. He's still not roy. What's the problem? Manashach. Well, so I think the answer is a beautiful, a big chiddush. I think, but also in the Koach HaTefillah, that we see on both sides that there's something unique. HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded within the Koach HaTefillah. Maybe it's a natural thing for whatever reason why. Because of a person's, you know, connection, that a person connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and gives himself over and recognizes Hashem's greatness and Hashem's power and Hashem's glory and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omnipotence, he's in charge of the whole world, there's something special that even though per se, because of Hilchas Shuvim, because of Hilchas, you know, a tefillah per se, if you counted the way you measure every other mitzvah, he's not roy. You shouldn't listen. Terrible avera, nothing can overcome it. But there's something special about the koach tefillah that Hashem says, like, I'm stuck. I can't. Like, I'm forced to change my mind. I'm forced to go against what I don't want to do. I don't feel he should not roy. He's not roy with the tefillah. He's still not roy. But there's something special. It's a supernatural type of thing. Like, because after kasha, something Hashem made the koach tefillah so special that a person davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all his might and with the deference and all the anivas and all the hakara of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and the power Hashem has, and that he's in charge, and we're his avadim, and we ask Hashem for help. There's something special about that, which Hashem says, if you daven on such a level, I can't say no. I can't just ignore. I can't say no to his tefillah. I'll have to respond to it. I'll have to respond and allow him to go and go to Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem says, no, I can't have it happen. Therefore, Hashem has to have a safeguard measure. What safeguard? The Shvuah. That supersedes that Shvuah. I can't, you know. My word is one thing. My Gzeir is one thing. But in terms of a Shvuah, I can't. So now I can have a good, it counteracts, it counterseas, overpowers, so to speak, the power of the field. The field is very powerful, but I'm stuck. What can I do? It's like Shev Al-Tasi, you can't do it. I made a Shvuah, so I can't do it. So Hashem, but Hashem needed the protective measure of the Shvuah, because without that, Hashem might, if they're marba b'tfila, they might have been go ahead, they might have been marba such a madrega of tfila between Moshe and Aaron, between the two of them, they even though they're not really zolcha, but they're zolcha because tfila has some special, you know, it pushes it through. Both, it's not, it's a big chiddush, but l'maisa, we do find throughout Chazal, talk about, they elaborate tremendously how powerful tefillah is. We can read stories left and right all over the place about how what happens, the Yeshuas that came about through tefillah. Remember, the Rishivis always talk about, even a learning, the Chazanish, the Rishivis talk about how Chazanish, whatever, he was stuck, he was harvey, he couldn't figure out Pshat in the Gemara, what did he do? He harvey, he worked hard trying to figure it out, but when he couldn't figure out what did he do, he got up, took a little break from davening, from his learning, walked over to the wall, and started davening to Hashem, please give me some help. That's the power of the Chazanish, with all this brilliance and everything. He couldn't figure it out. I have to be marbid tefillah. You know, especially about tonight, and now we're in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim HaKodesh, especially tonight, the Makom HaMikdash. You know, Chazal talk about how the Kodesh HaKodashim Shalmat is Mechuvan is opposite the Shechina, the Makom HaShuah, Shechina up above. It's like the way they say humorously, it's a local phone call, it's not a long distance phone call. So a person's feelings are answered much more in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, much more directly, especially in Makom HaMikdash. So we have a big opportunity both here tonight. We hope to have, as you all know, probably all know, even though there weren't here in the past, we hope to have a longer davening tonight, a special, you know, feel a bit extra super kavana, word by word. It's not going to be a 13-minute marav like it might usually be. Not that usually is terrible, but this will be an extra special marav, and the power of feel both is so powerful. Utilize it, and utilize every koch of your being to machnir yourself, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. He's a source of all good and all bracha, and Rachman is kind of the opposite. He does whatever he wants, what he feels is appropriate. The power we have tonight and every day, especially every moment of the 5 weeks, so even Yerushalayim, is so much more valuable in that regard. You know, the learning is gevaldik and everything else, and the ruchnius, and the gashmius, down the block, cross street, is beautiful. But something special is the koach tefillah, it's the shirah koach tefillah, and Makom HaMikdash. We should be zocher both sides to utilize opportunities we have, especially in these 5 weeks, in a very powerful and positive way, and grab onto that koach tefillah. You can never imagine how powerful tefillah is.